It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, Wisconsin is among a group of states seeing lower crime rates and lower incarceration rates. We'll look at what's changing and why. First, Governor Walker has been touring the state to drum up support for a package of bills meant to overhaul Wisconsin's welfare system. He was joined by former Governor Tommy Thompson last week to make a case for the proposed changes. Not everyone is on board. Opponents say it penalizes people who need the most help, and the legislature might not be entirely sold on Walker's plan given the estimated cost of putting those changes into practice. Laurel White is the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Laurel, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Laurel, lay out some of the basics. What is the governor looking to change here?
Well, there are 10 bills in this package. This is part of the special session on welfare that the governor called for a couple weeks ago. And there are, you know, a handful of bills that are getting the most attention. One of those is a bill that would require photo IDs for food share users in Wisconsin, so they'd have to present that ID to claim their benefits. Another would increase work or job training requirements for people who want to use food share benefits in Wisconsin. So that's something that was implemented in 2015, and there are currently 20 hours a week of required either, having a job, putting in hours at that job, or receiving training toward future employment. That would increase to 30 hours under this plan. And then a couple other bills in the package, and we can get as detailed as you want about these, would do things like set a personal asset requirement for how much your home or your vehicle is worth in order to qualify for benefits, and also begin implementing drug testing for people who want to live in state-sponsored housing.
And when he talks about this overall, what are the goals the governor's laying out here? What's he hoping to accomplish?
Well, the governor's been talking a lot about the unemployment rate in the state of Wisconsin lately. It's the lowest it's been since 1999, and so he's saying we need to get more people in the workforce. And this package of bills is aimed at doing that. He says it's going to help identify people who need job training, who maybe have a substance abuse problem, who need that little extra support or push to get into the workforce. And he's also saying that it's going to cut down on things like fraud and abuse of the system. So the people that are getting these benefits really genuinely need them.
And former Governor Tommy Thompson joined current Governor Walker in making the case for this plan at an event a few days ago. Talk about former Governor Thompson. He has a lot of political capital when it comes to changing welfare systems.
He does. So some folks might remember that was a big element of his policy legacy, I guess you could call it. When he was governor, he had a series of welfare changes. So I think it's safe to say that Governor Walker is kind of trying to tie his package of bills to the things that Governor Thompson did when he was in office and say, you know, those changes back then were good for the state of Wisconsin. I'm wanting to make even more improvements to make our workforce stronger, to provide more support for people. But as the governor likes to say, he wants these programs to be a trampoline and not a hammock. So encouraging people to use them while they need them, but not use them for too long.
What have Republicans in the legislature said? What's been their response? They're the ones who would have to pass all this.
Well, we got a public hearing on these bills last week, and so we really got more of an opportunity to hear not only from, you know, a variety of social service groups that testified primarily in opposition to the bills, but from some of the Republican lawmakers that are clearly going to vote for them. And, you know, two of those prominent individuals are Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who's sponsoring all these bills in the Assembly, and then Senator Chris Kapinga, who is sponsoring them in the Senate. And they're really reiterating the points that the governor's making, that these are really going to cut down on fraud, that they're programs that, you know, they're compassionate. They're trying to get people the job training they need so they have jobs that are going to be family-sustaining jobs, good jobs, so they can contribute to the economy of Wisconsin. So there was certainly some pushback on the bills during that public hearing last week, but a lot of enthusiasm from Republican lawmakers, too.
Talking to WPR's Laurel White, state capitol reporter, looking at a package of legislation Governor Walker and legislative Republicans are pushing to change public assistance programs in the state. And Laurel, let's get into some of that pushback you were talking about. What concerns were raised at those public hearings?
Well, there was a big coalition of social service organizations that actually had a press conference on, I think it was Tuesday morning, that the public hearing was on this package of bills. And they said that it's really going to make it too difficult for a lot of people to get the support that they need from the state. There were people that testified who have used these benefits in the past, which is something that we don't get incredibly often in the Capitol, kind of those real people being able to come in and testify during the work week on bills. And so getting their insight was interesting. There were a couple groups that testified about that worker training program, that hours would be increased for under this proposal. It would go from 20 hours a week to 30 hours a week. And they said that training program really hasn't been successful in getting people long-term employment. They say that in their experience, it's been sort of short-term job after short-term job and kind of cycling people in and out of things to say that they're employed, but not getting them training for something that they can stay in for a while that's really going to be sustainable and family supporting over time.
What's the timeline now? The special session is underway, I guess, effective when the governor said there was a special session. Mm-hmm. When will this all pass or not?
Well, we're expecting the legislature to wrap up in late March. They could go as late as May, early May, but we doubt that's going to happen. So we're on a little bit of a time crunch. It's going to happen probably soon. The governor and Republican leaders have said they are optimistic that this is going to pass before lawmakers finish up this spring. So we would need to get through some committee votes and get both of these bills to both chambers on the floor before they can get to the governor.
And Laurel, before we let you go, I want to switch gears to some news out today. We've been hearing this developing story about Kimberly-Clark, the corporation. First, they announced they're going to be announcing closures and job losses. Then we heard that, yeah, that's going to affect Wisconsin, especially in the Fox Valley area. And now what is the governor saying today?
Well, the governor tweeted this morning that he wants to offer Kimberly-Clark the same incentives, the same tax incentives, particularly that the state offered Foxconn. So right now, Kimberly-Clark gets 7% in tax rebates, 7% on their entire payments out to employees, their payroll. That would increase to 17% credit under the governor's proposal. Now, this is something that would have to be approved by the entire state legislature. So it is just a proposal right now, but it's definitely getting a lot of attention.
And I understand a group of Democrats were planning an announcement, some kind of effort, a proposal to keep Kimberly-Clark from closing those plants or keeping some of those jobs in the state?
Mm-hmm, that's right. And I believe that they have rolled that out as of now. It's four Democratic lawmakers, I believe. And that's a smaller proposal in terms of spending than the governor's. I believe that one is about $60 million. So kind of, you know, same goal, providing support to Kimberly-Clark, trying to get them to keep some of those jobs. 600 jobs, I believe, was the cut that was floated out there in the state of Wisconsin. So it sounds like there might be some back and forth between maybe Democratic and Republican proposals in the coming days.
We'll leave it there for now. Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
That's Laurel White, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. She joins us today to talk about the governor's proposed changes to public assistance programs. Also got an update on the governor's response to the Kimberly-Clark plant closing announcement.